Okay, today is Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amabez, towards the bottom, where it says Tzricha. Again, Yud Amabez, we are starting where it says Vitzricha. The Gemara just started the new Sugya of Baila Matapla Benavela, which meant, for based on a diak in our Mishnah, that it says Tashlume Nisko, and not just Nisko, that we think that when the Mazik does damage, who gets the nizak? Who gets the carcass? So the nizak gets the carcass. The bialim, the owner, is betapel benevela, and the mazik just has to supply the difference. Be mashlim the difference. That's what's alluded to in tashlumei nizko. And we have three different possibilities of what the makar is. Either one from adam hamazik, one from shomrim, and one from shor hamazik. As we'll see in a minute, what was the need for all three of them? But just what I mentioned at the end of the day, just to say it again, the afikayam and other achronim suggest that maybe what is the issue here about whether bialim are metapel benevela or not, or even if you assume, we're going to get to that question in a second, but even if you assume that the nizak has to deal with the nevela and the mazik just pays the difference, what does that mean? How are we to understand that? Does that mean that the hezek is only viewed as the difference, and the value of the animal is not seen as included in the hezek? That's it. It's just that's why the nizak has always been the nizaks. Or do we say that no, really the hezek was the entire amount all the way to zero, but part of the payment that he's allowed to pay is the carcass. So that's why the nizak takes that. So he has a few pages on this. He just quotes our Rashi to prove maybe that it's just in lieu of the payment. So if you look on the seventh wide line, it says l'nizak and Rashi sheitzlenu bedamim v'alav yashlam hamazik, that he just pays it bedamim as money. Okay. So that was his discussion and other achronim as well. So says the Gemara v'tzricha. What do you need all three sources for? Because of Rachmana, Maka Behema Yishalmena. If you only had the first pasuk of Maka Yishalmena, which is by Adam Hamazik, Adam damaging Behema, Mishubilo Shricha. Maybe there that's not so Shriach, and therefore we don't fault the Mazik to be and make him do the Tircha. Aval Trefa, the Shricha, Emalo, but Trefa, which is by, in the case of Shomrim, it's more common that an animal will get damaged by an animal, so then maybe we should say, sorry, I lost the place. So that's why we say that we need that the second pasuk, because you might have thought that they would make the mazik do it. Kamashlam, we don't. And if you only have the second pasuk, mishum de memela, there I might think that because it happened memela, it wasn't that you did something, but you just didn't watch it properly. So maybe that's where the mazik does not have to deal with it. But if you'd have had the only, but in the first case where it's adam mazik, makeh behem biyadayim, so then maybe we would say it's the mazik has to deal with the carcass. That's why you need the first two psukim. The iesh meinan hani tarti, and if you'd have had the first two, ha mishum delo shricha, ha mishum de memela, the reasons that we would make the nizak do it is because of each of these reasons respectively. Aval vahamesi yelo de shricha ubiyadayim. But the third case, where it's a case of an animal, gore your animal goring an animal, where it's common and it's biyadayim. Interesting, your property damaging is called biyadayim. That's more of active and not just Sheval Tase, Emalo. So there you might think we would say that the Mazik is responsible. That's why you need even the third one. And if you only had the third one, Mishum de Mamona Kamazik, then I would say that's only Mamono is doing damage. That's what makes number three different. Aval Hacha de Begufo Kamazik. But in the other cases, which is considered your Guf doing damage, so what's your Guf doing damage? Adam Mazik and Shomrim. The Gemara here calls interesting Gufo Mazik, because it has to do with the person. So is that because, as we said, both Maisa Hezek and Chisar and Shmira are related to the person? Interesting, either way, that the Gemara here calls Shomrim Gufo Mazik. Emalo Tzricha. So that's why you need all three cases. Okay, next. Amalei Rav Kahana L'Rav. Rav Kahana says to Rav, so you see on the side, Nira Nusach Acher L'Rava. Some say just to Rava. So most of the time we don't really know what the reasons are. Like, what are they? Why are they changing it to Rava? But here explains the Rishonim that look at the second marker that we had. The second marker that we had was already Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana already brought a marker. So what's he asking Kasha now? Should have asked Kasha on himself. So that's why the Girsa, according to some, is changed to Rava, because that would mean that it's a later of Kahana. Of Kahana that would bring a Makar wouldn't be talking to Rava, who's later. Of Kahana talking to Rav, that's already an early. Rav was on the border, Talmud of Rabbi Danasi, so he was on the border. So that's why some, the Hagos Ashri and others, changed the Girsa to Rava Makarana the Rava to say that it's a later Rav Kahana. The Pnei Yeshua says, maybe. But also you could say, maybe it is really the earlier Rav Kahana. Why didn't he want to ask the question on himself? Because he would rather, the question that we're about to ask is from a pasuk of Nezek, and he would rather ask a question from Nezek to Nezek. His pasuk was about Shomrim. So if he could ask the pasuk question on Nezek to Nezek, Dafka, so maybe that's why he waited. But his pasuk is by Shomrim, so maybe there might have been a distinction. So that's why he didn't ask it on himself. Even if you want to say you have argirsa of Amalir of Kahana Lirav. Either way, what's the question? Elataima the Kasav Rachmana Vahamesi Elo. What's the reason that the Bailam are Metapal Benevela, that the Nizik is the one that gets the carcass, and the Mazik is just Mashlam the difference, because of the Pasik of Vahamesi Elo, right, which was Makar number 3, Halav Hachi, Havamina Nevela de Mazik Have. Well, without that pasuk, you would have said the nevela goes to the mazik. The mazik is the one who's forced to take it. 1 minute. Hashta I isle l'didei kamatrefus. Yohevlei. No matter what, if the mazik had a bunch of carcasses, he's allowed to pay the nizik with that. Damar mar yashiv l'rabo shava kesef v'afilu supin. As we said, that the mazik could pay with whatever he wants, with any shava kesef. So didei mi boi, so surely the old nizik's own carcass, trefi, should be able to pay. So what's the chiddush? You need 3 makoros, especially the last one, Vamesi Elo. You need a makor to teach me that the Nizik is the one that's going to get the carcass. What do you mean? If Mazik wanted to give that carcass as payment, he'll give it anyway. So what's the chiddush that you have to say that the Nizik is going to get it? Even without a pasuk, you would say he would get it. So the answer is, Lo Nizrucha El Lepachas Nevela. You're right. Really, that's not the chiddush, that the Nizik is the one, because the Mazik would be able to pay it anyway. The issue here is Pachas Nevela. If the carcass goes down in value in the interim, so who has to bear the brunt of that loss? That's the issue. Bailam Tabam Nevela means the Nizik has to bear the brunt of that loss. What is the interim time? So Rashi is clear here. Rashi says, Pachas Nevela, Hachayam Rachmana, Mishas Misa. From the time of the death of the Hezek to the time of Hamad Abedin. The Rush says, that's not fair. The Nizik might not know about it. It's from the time that the Nizik finds out about it until the time of Hamad Abedin, because he should have sold it right away. So that's why the Rush says it's from Shas Yediyah of the Nizik. That is the interim time. Rabbi Kiva Eger here in his Chidushim on the Gemara quotes a question that he was asked. Hiksha Malas quote Taraso. 1 second. He says, if he is Leilu Dibay, right? What does the Gemara say? If he has Kama Trefos, so that he's allowed to return any of them, so surely this one. 1 second. We have a Mishnah in Seder Zeraim. We have a Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to do business with Trefos. Anything that's Aser Ba'achila, you're not allowed to do business with. Even though Mikar Midarais is Aser, it's Aser Mutar Ba'ana, but that's a Dindar Abanan. You're not allowed to do Schora with Trefos, with items that are Aser Ba'achila, unless you happen to get it. You didn't try to get it. Like the Mishnah says there, that, you know, if you're a fisherman and you're trying to catch kosher fish, and, you know, a couple of tray fish came into your net, okay, you're allowed to sell them. But you're not allowed to l'chadchila try to get them. The Rambam says it's beferish. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, Kol Ma'achal, no, next line, V'chol davar she'asur ba'achila, u'mutter ba'hana'a, everything that's asur, you need a mutter ba'hana'a, afal pishu mutter ba'hana'a, asur lasos boschora, v'lachavin malachto bedvar ma'asurim. Chutzman achelav, special pasuk by chelav. Yes, on the chamalacha. But generally, lefichach enos in schor, lo benavelos, lo betreifos, lo beshkatsim, lo bermasim. Right, having stock in a company that does business with non-kosher items. So is that considered hana? Right, similar question to chametz. Right? Oh, he only has 2%. He has less than, he has no say. What if you have the majority shareholder? Then it gets interesting. Then it gets maybe not so interesting for the person. But again, that's asur lasos schorah bedvarim haasurim. So that's what the next halacha had sayed should is damnu lo chaya of the dog tmein. He just happened to get it in his net mutal machron. Right, if he just so happened to get it, he just happened to get it. Say Esther Kivager here. What he, if he happens to have common trefus, he can give it back. But isn't that considered schora? That's considered schora. You can't use that. You can't use it for anything. So Lanias Daiti says Rabbi Kivager, no. The al hamazik vaday leki isura. The about to parech over bozeh. On the mazik, there's no problem to give back treifus. Why? Because that's not called schora. He's doing a mitzvah. He's being mashlim what his animal damage. And once the nizik gets it, he doesn't have a choice in the matter. So therefore, it's like nizdam nulo. It's like he just got it in his net. You know, this is what the mazik gave me. What am I supposed to do about it? Kiva da mazik ain't zorach l'shalim midavar acher. The mazik doesn't have to pay from anywhere else, and he gave even suman. So therefore, it's considered nizdam nulo, and it's not like buying it. Kain yerladi as daiti. That's Rabbi Kivayker's hara on the Gemara of. Doesn't he have to? He can give kama treifus. The answer is yeah. He can't give kama treifus. It's not considered schora, and for the nizik, it's not called schora. So, what? There's a pasuk, and Azik can give whatever he wants. Right.
About mezi alo, there's a specific pasuk in this case.
Well, what does that mezi alo mean? It means that the mezi alo might mean that the nizik keeps the carcass, and now we say it means pachas nevela. That's the chiddush. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's say this issue of who bears the brunt of the devaluation in the interim. Let's say that's really machlokas tanoim. This whole issue that we're talking about. Detanya, the patak says in tarofi tarefi devayu aid. One of the makaris that we used before, but again, remember the context is by shomer sachar. If it gets ripped up, meaning ba'ones by a wolf, he could bring a raya that it was ba'ones and he'd be pater because he's a shomer sachar. So what do we darshit from that? Yaviyu aid, yavi aidim shenitrafa ba'ones upater. He should be Edim. If Yeo means aid brings Yavi Edim, bring an aid that it was torn up by Onis Upater, he's Pater. Meaning that like the Pashas of the Psukim. Abishal Omer, Yavi Iduda Lebezdin. What does Iduda mean for the word aid? Iduda means, Rashi says Nevela. Iduda means the carcass. The Nizak brings the carcass to Bezdin. Tosa says, has a girsa of Arura. Not Aduda, Arura. The animal that was killed is like an Arura. The Tosas Rid says, or at least Edim. That you have to bring the dead animal to Besdin. You know, you just have to imagine bringing the dead animal to Besdin. My father told me a story that one time when he was in college, so they were learning chulin in YU. So they knew he was interested in medicine. He didn't go to medical school yet, but one of the other chevra in the base medrash, they were learning chulin, and he got a neck of an animal from a butcher, and he brought it into the base medrash. He wanted to ask my father, you know, what exactly part of the body are they talking about here when the Gemara says, whatever. So he said, it shocks you when you bring an animal, piece of a nevela into a base medrash. So here the Tosafot Rid says, no, we're not talking about bringing the actual animal in. We're talking about bringing the edim that there was nitrof, that it was nanas, or something happened. Anyway, but the pashtus is that you bring the animal. Rashi says nevela. So my love, what's the machlokas about? What's this machlokas about? Again, there's a different deos. About the following line, we'll go with Rashi. Mar sovar pachas nevela denizakavi. One opinion holds, the Abishol holds, the one who has the second Rasha holds, that it's on the Nizak. And therefore the Nizak is the one that has to bring it to Bezdin to figure out how much it's worth. Umar sovar and the Tanakam holds the Mazakavi. No, he doesn't have such a trusted Rasha. And therefore, the Mazak has to bear the brunt, so he has to pay everything. So therefore, there's no need to bring it to court. So maybe that's what the Machlokas is. Answers the Gemara low. The Kuliyama Denizak, everybody agrees that Pachas Nevela is Denizak, and all he has to bear the devaluation costs, either again from the time of the Misa or from the time of the Yediya. The Hacha B'Torach Nevela Kamiflik. The Machlokas here is who has to do the bother, schlepping it. Now the Pachas Nevela is definitely on the Nizak, but who has to schlep it to get it evaluated, and who has that Tircha? So that's the Machlokas. Between the Nizik and the Mazik, and the Tanya, and you see in a Braisa, like the Tanakama says, or like the Mazikave, Acherim Omri Minayinsh ala Bal Habor Lahalo Shormi Boro. How do you know that it's the Bal Habor's responsibility for getting the shore out of the pit? Tamalomar Kesev Yashiv Labalav Vihames. He should return the money to the owner, and Vahames, and also Vahames is also his responsibility, like Rashi says, Mashma Shafames Yashiv Labalav. He also has to return that to its owner, meaning the mazik has to return that to its owner. Period. So that is the issue of Pachas Nevela. Answer the Gemara, three more lines to the sugya, five more lines. What's the case that we're talking about that the tircha is on the mazik? That's what we just said. The mazik is the one that has to be toreach. So ilema de bebira shavya zuzov aguda shavya arba. If in the bar is worth one zuz, so who's going to use it in the bar? And when he took it out of the bar, it's worth four. So kitarach b'denafshi tarach. 1 minute. If the mazik's getting hanoah from this, then obviously the tirach is on him. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. If he's gaining, so of course he's going to be the one to bring it up. So Amalei lo tzricha de bebir shav yezuza v'agudanami shav yezuza. No, it's okay, about a case where in the bar it's worth one, outside it's worth one, it's worth the same, no matter where it is. The Gemara says, just like you're about to ask, ubika bekei gavna, is there such a thing? It's worth the same inside and outside. So Gemara says, yeah, in, you have such cases, tahamri and chi, right? It's what people say. Reminds the Gemara brings rayas from sayings of people. Like people say, kshur b'masa bezuzah, kshur b'davar bezuzah. A board in the city is worth a zuz, a board in the desert is worth a zuz. Okay, just one other ha'ara. The Nemuki Yosef here says, what happens if the mazik doesn't do it? The mazik's responsibility, but he doesn't bring it up, and then something happens to the carcass. Hilkach ipasha bavolo ahadra, lahalosim in a bar, odiyuna labailim. Let's say you didn't tell the owner, right? You didn't tell the owner what happened. I know I did. I'm trying to figure out exactly how to tell you, and meanwhile, it goes down in value. Ad da asrich, then pachas avela de pekeh agam de mazikav. If it's the mazik's fault, that it, right, he should have picked it up, and now it goes down, then that pachas becomes on the mazik. Shehu posheya. He's posheya. Avalanian zula, if it just goes down in value, so then the Rama says, he's not chayiv on that. He's chayiv if it becomes saruach, and that's his fault. If it just goes down in value, then maybe you can't blame him. Number one, he didn't know it was go down in value. That's not called pshia. And also, we have the principle of harish l'chal fanecha, meaning it's not no difference now and then. It's just not my problem. The market values change. Okay, but either way, the book of Yosef says the mazik should get it, and if he does it, then it's his problem.
This is an interesting thing because it's really about Hamesi Yelo.
It's learning it out for Hamesi Yelo.
I'm saying it's Kesef Yeshiva Valav Hamesi.
Right, we darsh in Kesef Yelov Ameis, and we darsh in front, right, take
but
out Yelo. Ameis Yelo is learning Pachas goes on the Nizak, and Ameis Yelo Kesef Yeshiva Valav Ameis teaches me that the Torah is on the Mazik. Right, so we have tried to use the Vahameis for both phrases, kind of going in opposite directions. Okay, Amar Shmuel says Shmuel. So again, we're going to go with Rashi and Tosis's Prat. What does this mean? We don't make evaluations for the ganef and the gazlan, which means if I stole something and then I broke it, I stole a kli and I broke it, or I stole something else and it got worse, I'm not allowed to give back the broken pieces and then be mashlim the difference. I have to give back a new kli. Give back a new kli or money for a new kli. What achronim call, and achronim don't talk in English, but achronim call that maybe gnev and gzeil is not just about reparation, but restoration. There's a difference between reparation, which is just money repairing and filling in, versus restoration, which is more of a trying to restore the state that was beforehand. It's the difference between those two ideas. So by Gneva and Gzela, you have to restore. You can't just give back the broken pieces and fill in. Elin Ezekin, only by the Ezekin you evaluate, says Shmuel, that you give back the broken pieces, right, Shamin, and then you fill in the difference. What's the difference? Why? Why is Gnev and Gzela different from Nizakin? Let's just finish for a minute. Vani Omer Afla Shoel. And I, Shmuel, says, even Shoel. Even a Shoel something. What is it? Even a Shoel? Abba Modali. I say, and Abba, meaning Rav, agrees to me that even a Shoel. Ibailu, who asked the Gemara, what does he mean? Even a Shoel, which? Which side? Hachi Yomer Afla Shoel Shamin Abba Modali. Does it mean even a Shoel, you are Shamin, meaning like a Mazik, and Rav agreed to me? Or is it that ain't shaman also by Shoel and Rav admits to me? So that's the question that we'll have to deal with, what exactly is happening by Shoel. But back to the main din. What's the difference between Gneva and Gzela and Nezek? Why by Gneva and Gzela do we say ain't shaman, but by Nezek we say shaman? You can just fill in the difference. So it's a very important, well-known Tosfos quoted right here in the second half of Tosfos Ain. What does Tosfos say? Last five lines. The ganef and gazlan kanu miyad kishahotziu mirushos bailim. Ganef and gazlan, they're kona it. The second that I steal something, whether I like it or not, there are kinyani gzela that kick in. After all, I'm chayiv onsin, as we'll see in a second. So you're not chayiv ones. That's not a responsibility. That's not his chayivus. You're chayiv onsin generally pashtos because you own it now. What, I'm responsible if an earthquake happens? No. If it's mine, if I'm an owner, then I have to bear the brunt of all onsin. So says Tosfos, I got a bit of Gazlan are kona it when they take it out of Chisla Bailam. So if they're kona it, so when it breaks, so then I can't give back. So I own it now, it's all mine. So I have to give back a new thing. Aval Mazik lo nischayiv el tovash hizik. A Mazik is not kona it. If I go over and smash the headlight of your car, I own something now. I own your headlight? No. I damaged your property, and I have to pay back. If I stole your car, so then certain kinyanim kick in. So that Tosa says, you know what the secret is behind this Gemara? Kinyanim. Kinyanim is the difference. And there are many, many rayas of a ganif and a gazlan having kinyanim. It's interesting that if you just look at the previous few lines of Tosas that I skipped, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, needs two different sukkah to teach me that it exists by Geneva and by Gzela. Well, that's what we discussed earlier on Daf Dalid. What's the relationship? You would think if one's by one, one's by the other, you need two different makaros to teach me by Geneva and Gzela. So again, it reflects some type of difference. But there are other cases, other makaros, just to mention two or three, where you see the concept of Kinyani Geneva and Kinyani Gzela. One is the Tosas later on, Tosas Nunvav. Nun Hei Mabez. Tosfos there says, exactly talking about, Nun Vav Mabez, Tosfos says there, about the issue of Onsin. Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, the top Tosfos, De Svarahu, De Gazlan Nichnach Tachas Abaylim. The Gazlan goes in the shoes of the owner. De Kiva Chehotzi Mirshus Abaylim, Shahayu Chayavin Bishmirasa, Ve'en Abaylim Yechon L'Shomer, Lefisha Gazla Mehem, Yesh La Gazlan L'Shomer, Daniel Nizikin, Ikru Bailim, Kalmasha Biyadu Lashomra. Okay, so once you stole it, so then it's yours regarding all hezek that might occur. So again, Tosfos has beferish there. Another Gemara, Rav Salvation pointed out, the Gemara in Sechas Kiddushin, Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara there says, this was also on a Shabbos that day, the Gemara says there that if a man steals something from the woman, let's say he steals money from her, and then turns around and gives it to her and says, Harim Kodeshesli, with his money. So does that work? So the Gemara says, yeah, it works. If he stole something from somebody else, so then he tries to be Mekadosh, it doesn't work. But by Kitcha Didei, if he's Mekadosh with her money, it works. So why does it work? Why does it work? So the Rashi there says, Kivan de Kabilte Achilte. Once she accepts her money back, she must have been Mochel. She was Mochelas to him. Okay, it's okay. So the question that the Achronim ask on this Rashi is, Mechila can't work on a Ba'en. You can be Mochel a Chov. You can be Mochel an you owe me something, okay, you don't owe it to me. But you can't be mochel on a ba'en. Right? You can't be mochel on an object. So what was she mochel? She's mochel his chiyav hashava. That's all she can be mochel. So she's mochel the chiyav hashava, but what makes it his? She can't give it to him. So says the Rav Salvation. Now that's the point. He got it. Why when he stole it? There are kinyani geneva, but there's a chiyav hashava involved. So once she's mochel the chiyav hashava, then the mela becomes fully his, and in that way he could give it to her. Yeah, and there are others. There's a sugi in Sanhedrin 9 Beis also that seems to emphasize Kinyani Geneva, but that's the secret of the sugya. Then we get to the next line of the sugya, and that is, what about Shoel? What about Shoel? So here, again, a Shoel is also Chayv et Onsin. So what's the simple understanding of that? I borrow something from you, and then if an Ones happens, I have to pay for it? That what is that? That's because Choser Shmira? Doesn't seem that way. So again, Shoel, according to most Mefarshim, is also a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan. I own it to a certain extent. I own it. Not fully, meaning the owner might still be able to be Makdish now, right? But still, Pashtus is that it's also based on Chiyav Onset. There's a Tosis in Yuvamas and Asamach Vav that a Shoel Kohen is allowed to give his cow Truma, his borrowed cow Truma, which also reflects a Kenyan. If I was just borrowing it, but it wasn't really mine, how could I give it truma? So again, the fact that there's a day in there that you can give truma to the Shoel Kohen, could give truma, also reflects kiyada. Not everybody says this. The Ritva, there's a Ritva but Messiah who says Beferi is not like this. The Ritva that Mem Gimel there says, the Shoel Okanya Klal, below Afke Mirush's Bailim, Kia Bailim Yicholom Machru Lahatisha. And therefore he says the Chiv only starts Shas Onis, not earlier. So to work out according to the Ritva is a little difficult. Why would you be Chayv and Onsin if you don't own it? Right, so that's just has to say it's some type of hischaivus midas. It's some type of, I know I'm getting into this, and this is what I'm going to take responsibility for. That's it. Okay, so that's the issue of she'ela, whether there are kinyanim or not, like Gedeva and Gzela. So Tashma, so which is she'ela, says the Gemara, the who covered the shol nagar michavre. Somebody borrowed an axe from their friend. Tavre, and he broke it. Also, lakami derav. So Rav tells them, you have to pay a full, complete axe. Shmamina ain shaman. So what do you see from there? He says you have to pay a complete axe, which means ain shaman. So the Gemara says, no, adaraba, no, the end of the story. Mita amulei Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. From the fact that Rav Kahana and Rav Asi screamed at Rav after the story and said, Dina Hachi, is this really true? Is this really what you were supposed to have done? Vishasik, and Rav didn't answer. Shmamina shaman. It must be that he agreed and he knew he was wrong, and he said, there's Rav Kahana again, talking to Rav, right? So it must be that you are a shaman, period. And Namuka Yosef here quotes the Ramah and says, this Gemara is the source for all of Shas, Shtika Gehoda. Right here. This Gemara, the fact that he didn't say anything, this Gemara must mean, but the Ramah, Av B'chol HaTalmud, the Shtika Gehoda Adavya. This Gemara right here. Okay, because he can't, the Gemara brought a Raya from the fact that Rav didn't answer. Period. It's Mars. Amar Ula Mar Ralaz or Shaman Lagam Lagazlan. Rav Papi Amar Ain Shaman. The Hilchos Ain Shaman Lagam Lagazlan. Rav Shol Shaman. Rav Kahana Vervasi. So we end up saying by Shol Shaman. Period. So once we said one thing in the name of Ula Amar Balazar, so the rest of the daf has six other statements, all different from all over, different topics, and the name Ula Amar Rav Balazar. So number two, Amar Ula Amar Balazar Shilya Sheyatusa Miksasa. A shilya, an amniotic sac, right, which you don't know where a woman miscarries, and you don't know exactly whether there was a fetus in there, you don't know if it was a bar kayama. So shiyatsa miksasa biyom rishon and miksasa biyom sheni, it went out part on one day, part on the next day. So monin la min harishon. So we count the tuma min harishon from the first day. So says that's Ula's statement. You count it from the first day because you count Yumei Tuma, right? She's a Yolades, so you count Tuma from the first day. That's the statement. Omar Rava, because you assume there was some type of fetus in the part that came out the first day. So Amarle Rava, my daitech Chumra. You're saying this is Chumra, and that's why we say that the you have to be choshish from the day one. Chumra da asili day kulahu. But this is a chumra that's going to lead to a kula, to come into Harris Lami Rishon. Because if you say day one is counted as the first day of Leda, so then you're going to say that she's going to have the Yemei Tohar earlier. Because we know when a woman has a baby, she has days of Tuma, 7 and 14 for a boy and a girl, and then 33 and 66 days of Tara. So if you say, oh, you're going to be Machmir, say the Leda happened earlier from the first day, and therefore anything she touched the first day is going to be Tameh, all of the Taras that she touched. But that's going to be a Kula later on. So how can you, it's not just being Machmir, it's a Chumra Dasa Lede Kula later on. So the Gemara answers, you're right. El Amar Rava, what did Ula mean? Lachush Choshesh. We're Choshesh from day one, that you have to be Machmir by all things that she touched. But Mimna, lo Mimna el Sheini, you're going to be Machmir both sides. Choshesh is that laid to happen from day one, but you don't start counting until the second day. Fine. So says the Gemara, one second. My Kamash Malan. De'ein mixa shilya below Vlad. What is Ula trying to tell me? That the Chiddush is that if you have a little shilya, it must be that there's a Vlad in there? Rashi explains. If you have a question of whether there's a shilya, a Vlad in there at all, then we'd be mako because of a Svek Sveka. I'm not sure if there's a baby in here, and even if there was a baby in here, I'm not sure if the Rove came out the first day. And only the Rove makes you tame. Rove of the baby. So that would be a Svek Sveka, we would say Tahar. But what must Ula be saying? Though no, if there's a shilya, it must be there's a Vlad in there. So there's only one Safik. When did the Rove come out? One Safik, you have to be Machmir. And that's why, that's the Chiddush of Ula. So my Kamash Balan, Dei Mikzah Shilya below Vlad, is that the Chiddush of Ula, that there's no amniotic sac that doesn't have a Vlad in it, and therefore there's only one Safik if you don't know when the Rove came out. And that's why you have to be Machmir. Tanina, but we already learned that. We learned that where? Mishnah in Chulin. Shilya Shiyatsu Miksasa by an animal. The concept by an animal called Ben Pakua. One of the most fascinating sugyas, Ben Pakua, is when I shecht an animal, so everything about the animal becomes mutter. All the mutter parts of the animal has mutter to eat, including if the animal is pregnant. The animal was pregnant, has a baby inside, even if the baby was about to be born. And the baby comes out after you shut the animal, and the baby starts walking around, midaraisa, that animal does not yishchita. Midarabana, we don't get people to get confused. But midaraisa, everything in the animal does not yishchita. If it came out of the animal, let's say the baby stuck its arm out beforehand, and then you shut the animal, that arm is nesar. That arm is considered trefa, and therefore it went chutz mimkomo, and therefore you can never eat that. That there's no shchita that's going to help that arm. So says the Mishnah, shilya shiyatsa miksasa, let's say a shilya, the amniotic sac went out partially before the animal was born, before the animal was shechted. So asura ba'achila, says the Mishnah, that whole animal, the whole fetus inside is asur to eat. Some of it came out beforehand, but you're not allowed to eat the whole thing. Why? Because again, we're choshesh, ain mixas, right, the Lashon, ain mixas shilya below vlad. Therefore, some of the vlad came out. You don't know if it was the rove or not, so therefore it'd be machmir. So simin v'la be'isha, simin v'la be'behema, question mark. So you see, it's the same rules for a behema and for a woman in terms of the shuli and the vlad. So therefore, what's the chiddush of ula? What's the chiddush of ula? We already know it from the Mishnah. Okay, let's just finish this line first, and then we'll come back to the tosis on the bottom. So no, imi masisa, no, there's still a chiddush of ula. If you would have only had the Mishnah in Chulin, Hava Amina, the Yesh Mixah Shulia below Vlad, I would have said, no, really, there is Mixah Shulia below Vlad, meaning you could have an amniotic sac come out, and that doesn't automatically mean that there's a baby inside. Why in the case of Chulin, the Mishnah in Chulin, are you not allowed to eat it? V'gzeira Mixas Atukula. But there is just a Gzeira of Mixas Atukula, because somehow it's possible, to ask the veterinarians or others about this, what happens if the whole Shulia comes out of the animal, and then goes back in, right? It comes out, the whole animal, and then goes back in. Then for sure we say that it's yalud, and you're not going to be able to eat it. But the Mishnah say that if part of it comes out and you're allowed to eat it, then people might get mixed up. People might get mixed up, that if even if the whole thing comes out, and that for sure is a problem. So that's just Mishum Gzeira, that Mishnah. And that's why you wouldn't know from that Mishnah of Ein Mixa Shilya below Vlad, and that's the Chiddush Kamash Vlad, and that's why Ula has to come and say his din. Ula, Rashi explains that by a woman you don't make such a Gzeira. No exercise there, because you see there is tumah that applies. The only question is, when does it start? So you know this is a yalud. You know this is tumah here. So there's no gzeira involved there. Okay, that's the chiddush of Ula. That's Ula Amar Abelazar number one. So there are all of these tosfos on the bottom are spoken about at length. One of them is the first, the Amos Hashulia below Vlad. Tosva says that what exactly is the issue here about if there's one safik, if there's two sfeikas, like we explained in Rashi, if we're in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it should be Tahar. If we're just a yachid, we should be tameh. So there are certain rules and regulations. So it says Tosfos in the last line, crucial line in Tosfos De'ain, v'yishlomer d'shmeitz and airi le'inyin la'osra labaila. Our sugi is talking about relating to the isser labaila and not regarding tuma and tahara. So this is a big discussion in the Achronim, the Asvin Darais of Yosef Engel in Klal Chaf Aleph, bo yudubar be'inyin nid labaila imhu isser o tuma. Is an isser nida labayla, is that more? Again, obviously, husband and wife are usher to be together when she's anida. But does that flow from the tuma shabo? Anida, a woman, anida is an ava tuma? Or does it flow from the isser separate? There's tuma, but that's not the source of the isser. So he quotes many sources. The first one, he quotes, Tosas Baba Kama, Dafin Aleph Amud Aleph. Right here, he says, it seems to have a separate aspect of isser. We're not talking about the tuma here, we're just talking about the isser. Masha, the Isser is a separate, independent. Again, so there are many, many rayas that he quotes here. He also gets into whether Nida is an erva or not, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago. But then he quotes the two sources that people like to quote from here, that he quotes, is the Kuzari and the Gra. The Kuzari. Kuzari here, talking about, to the Chaver, about what we have, Vizman Azeh. We don't have Tumentar anymore, it's all in the Beis HaMikdash. But we do have Isser, Nida, and Yoledes, because, says the Kuzari, Eino Mipnei Hatuma, Avel Hi Mitzvah Greda Me'ez Haborei. That's his lashon. So Rav Yosef Engel said it sounds like something separate from the tumah. He's emphasizing it's not connected to the Beis Hamikdash, but it's just a bayla. Even the fact that it exists today, it's mashma that it's isul bayla. And then he quotes the Gra. The Gra in Pasha Shoftim, where the Gra says on the pasuk of Bein Din L'Din, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Benegel Nega, he says all of Torah is split up into three that are six categories. He says Torah nachlekas l'shisha chalakim, tar tamei aser mutar chayiv zakai, Bein Dam L'Dam. Aser mutter, kedei latar isha labayla. Din ladin, chayiv zakai, nega la nega, tamei vatar. See, Dafka gives the example of nida labayla in the Isra of a Heter one. In the Isra of a Heter one. That's his example. Okay. So that is a big, important discussion on that last line of Tosus. Then the next Tosus talks a lot about Svek Sveka. Feel free to do more of that, but that's we're going to move on. Amar Ula, next one, number three. Amar Ula, Amar Belazar, second line on top. Bechar shenitz, Raf, a Bechar, a firstborn son, that's Nitraf. What does Nitraf mean? Rashi says Neherag, right? Rahman al-Islam, a baby that was killed before 30 days. And that's what the Chiddush, B'toch Lam, alone, in Poden or so, there's no mitzvah to do pigeon and ben on him. Right? Tosva says, the Chiddush is that you might say that he was a Bar Kayama, he should have lived 30 days. It's not that he just died, he was killed. So you might say he was a Bar Kayama, and he was not a Nefel, and for you should have to be po to him, Kamash Balan not. At the end of that Tosas Bechar, Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe we're not even talking here about a case of Narag. Nitraf might be just became a Trefa, but he lives even after that. That's the Chiddush. he's still alive, but he became a treifa within 30 days, still, meaning he's not going to live, so therefore, still there's no mitzvah of Pedro Naben. If he just becomes sick, says the Nemuki Yosef, and the doctors say, you know, we're worried, that's not enough. That's not enough, because Rov Chol Machayim. Okay, V'chein Tani Rami Rachama, also Rami Rachama says, Mitoch Shenemar Pado Tefteh, Yochat Yilin Shabtoch Lamed Yom. Because it says a double lashon of pato tefteh, you might think even within 30 days, if you snitch off, you have to do the mitzvah. Tamalomar achileg says achileg, so therefore that's a limit that you don't have to do the pidyon if the baby dies within 30 days. Whenever pidyon event comes up, I like to quote the thought from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Mr. Yaakov. Many of you have heard it before, but it's always worthwhile. It comes up every couple of weeks or every couple of months. The end of Parshas Bo. The Svarno says on the mitzvah opinion of Ben, B'chor Banai Yevdeh, Svarno, Kadesh Sheyihu Mutarim Ba'avodas Chol. Why do you redeem your son? For now, he could be mutter in Avodas Chol. Now we could do mundane Olam Hazeh Avoda. So ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's a reason for a party. Sudas Mitzvah. That's the reason for a party, because now it's like he's not. We're going to be working. If you don't want to do pidyon haben, he has to be like Shmuel Hanavi. He has to be in the base of Mikdash the whole time. But now that you're podium, okay, now he could come home and then do your dishes, right? So that's the reason for a party. Shemutar b'avodas chol, and also even in the lashon of the we spoke about the lashon of the bracha that we say in the Yerusha, you say a pidyon haben, somewhat unusual. So he said no. He says that's exactly the point, because we Jews are not supposed to be avodas kodesh only. We're supposed to be involved in Avodas Chol and the Mekadish are Avodas Chol. Yeah, wash our dishes, L'shem Shemayim. Right? I'm doing Kibbut Avaim. I'm doing this. I'm cleaning up for Shabbos. Yeshu Chiluk Yisodi Ben Yisrael La'amim. Taha'akim Sovrim De Gufan Hashama Heim Shnei Chalakim Beguf Echad. Two different parts, and never the twain shall meet. Aval Heim Eina Misarvim Echad HaMasheini. That's what the Umos HaOlam think. And that's why they can only bring a carbon ola. Because totally burned. When it comes to Ruchnius, totally burned. It's got to be total Kulo Kodesh. V'inyani Kedusha Shayachem Rakel HaNeshama. V'inyani Chol Shayachem Rakel HaGuf. But Yisrael Sovrim, that the Guf HaNeshama Nisarvu V'Nisbazu Liyav Guf Shlishi. They come together to form a new type of unit. A Guf and a Neshama together. V'im Mekusharim Ugudam B'Zeachas. That's exactly the point of life. The point of life is to be Mekadesh. He said that's the Gemara in Psachim that says, even though there's machlokas about three all the Yom Tovim, whether you need Chatzil Hashem v'Chatzil Lachem, right, whether you can celebrate totally physically or totally spiritual, everybody agrees by Shavuos that you need Lachem. Because by Kabbalah Satorah, we have to demonstrate that the purpose of Kabbalah Satorah was to be Mekadesh our Lachem life. And that's why Shavuos, you need that. So he says, that's why we celebrate Pidyon HaBen. That's what it's about. It's about Simcha Gedola, that now he's coming to his Tachlis, to take his Avodas Chol, and in that way, be Mekadesh. Next. V'amar Ulam Rabbi Lazar, v'imagasa niknas b'mashicha, v'imagasa, a large animal, a cow, is niknas b'mashicha by pulling it. V'anantanai b'mesira. Aye, didn't we learn in the Mishnah that it's Mesira, like giving over the reins? So who damrik yetana? Okay, ulam aspo like the following tana. The tanya v'cham omrim zuvizu b'mashicha, right? Nick behem a gaza behem a daka roll b'mashicha by pulling it. Reb Shimon omr zuvizu b'agvo. You got to lift it up, right? As we had in kiddushin, how do you lift up an elephant? Right? You have to put branches under the elephant, and the elephant picks up his leg and goes on top of it. Right? What do you mean hagba? You do hagba. So you work it out there. Rashi and Tosas both say maybe if it's above three tefachim and make it tall, so that gets out of lovewood. Right? Different sheet is there. You can look back. Rashi and Tosas. Sorry? You feed him. Right. Number five. Amar Ulam Rabbi Lazar. Ha'achin Shechilku. Brothers that are splitting up the estate of a father. Mashalim Shamin. The clothes that they're wearing that they bought from money of the estate, that goes into the pot. That what they each get. Mashal B'neim U'b'nosein Ein Shamin. But their children, meaning the grandchildren of the father, you don't put in the pot. Why don't you put it in the pot? Because it's bizarre for them to come to Beis Din, so there's an implicit mechila that, you know, we're not going to force them to come to court. So ain't shamin those. Tosa says dir maskol ma quotes the Rif, again example of Tosa pointing the Rif, that maybe this is only big day chol, big day Shabbos you throw in, big day Shabbos you're shamin, maybe because those cost more. Amra papa pa'amim af masha alein ein shamin. Sometimes even what's on them we don't include. How? Mishkafas love a gadol achi the nichalu dishtamin milay. Could be by the oldest brother, the gadol of the brothers. You know, people want him to look good. He's gonna act on behalf of the brothers in different offices. So they want him to be able to act on their behalf in the best way. So therefore, they're also implicitly mochel his clothing out of the pot. Number six, Amar Ula Amar Abalazar. Huge sugya, shomer shamasa l'shomer. So a shomer, I give something to a shomer, and he gives it to another shomer without asking me. So is that chayev or pater? So machlokas. So Belazar says shomer shamasa l'shomer is pater. Let's read it, then we'll talk about it. It's pater. V'lomi boy shomer chinim shamasa l'shomer sachar, and not only a shomer chinim giving to a shomer sachar. Di iluye aliyah l'shmira, so where there you increase the shmira. Ella, not only there are you pater, Ella afilu shomer sachar shamasa l'shomer chinim, dahashta garui gari l'shmiraso. Even a shomer sachar gives to a shomer chinim, where you worsen the shmira, nami pater, you're still pater. Why? What's the svara given? Shrei maser l'ben das. Because you gave it to a ben das. You didn't give it to a charishot of a katan, and therefore, you're pater. Rava amar, shamasa masa l'shomer, chayiv. Rava says, no, you're chayiv. And again, v'lobi boy shomer shasachar shamas l'shomer chinam. Not only if you went down in shmira to give you garu l'shmiraso, elafilo shomer chinam shamas l'shomer sachar chayiv. Even if you went up in shmira, you're still chayiv. To amar lei, because he, the one who owns it, the owner of the object, the mafkid could say, at mehemet li b'shvua, hay lo mehem li b'shvua. I believe you were the shvua. I never believed the other guy. I don't care if you went up in shmira, but I don't believe the other guy. I don't want to trust him with a shvua. Period. What is, first man to Amar? Shomer Smashlo Shomer Pater. What does that mean? What does it mean, Pater? So three shittas in Rishonim. Minority, Rove. Rashi here. Rashi is a Das Yachid here. What does it mean, Shomer Smashlo Shomer is Pater? Rashi says, Pater, Harishon, Bakal Osan Dinim Shahaya Pater, Im Haisa Etzlo, Pater Nami Hashta. Rashi says, you know what Pater means? It really just means you don't have any new obligations. That's what Pater means. But that means it's the same thing. If you were chayiv in Geneva and then it's stolen, you're chayiv. If you weren't chayiv in Ones and an Ones happens, then you're pater. Pater according to the Rashi is very limited. All it means is that you don't take upon yourself any new obligations by giving it over. And we don't say that giving it over what is itself a pshia. That's Rashi. What? No matter what you did, that's enough kamina according to Rashi. It doesn't make a difference what you did. You're responsible for whatever, depending on what happens, you know, you have the same responsibility that you had beforehand. That's Rashi. The Meiri here has a Deya, which he does not hold up, but he quotes a Deya. You know what Pater means? Pater Lagamre, no matter what happens. Pater Lagamre, the first Shomer is Pater totally. Why? Af Bezu Pater, even if it's a lower level, Hoel Visham Rasheni Kedino, Niftar Af Harishon. Totally pater. Even more pater than you are beforehand. Meaning even if Geneva happens, right? So you're pater. Fatvar matmiim. Hechi pater u'bamashu b'shem ir liyado kines chayiv. How can you be pater that if it happened in your hand, you'd be chayiv just because you give it. And the other shomer, let's say you went down and he's a shomer chidim, so he's pater and you're pater. Everybody's pater. How could that be? Asked the Meiri. So he argues on that. But that's a daya in the Meiri. The third daya, which Rove hold, and that is your putter as you are, even though the Gemara here seems to say no nafkamina, but if you will go up and down, Rove say putter if you weren't mima'it the shmira, but chayiv if you were mima'it the shmira, because that's considered a pshia b'shas ha-mesira. What's the issue here? So Reb Chaim explains the issue behind shomer shamas l'shomer, chayiv or putter, or even within these shitas of what does putter mean, can you be masalik your shem shomer? You're a shomer. Is there a way for me to remove that status? If I give you, you know, the object, so am I no longer a shomer? Maybe that's what the Dan Amiri holds. You're putter. You can be misalik shame shomer. Or do we say no, that you cannot be misalik shame shomer? If you give it over, you're still a shomer with certain obligations. Maybe less obligations, more obligations, but you can't be misalik your shame shomer. So that could be the issue, the different gradations within shomer, 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 is putter, or even between the mandamar, putter, or chayim. There's one more thing to talk about, and that is, what about the other mandamer? Shomer Smashlo Shomer is Chayiv. So the svara given here is why? Because he's allowed to say, I don't believe you with a shua. I don't believe the other guy with a shua, I only believe you. If you look at Bava Metzia, there's a different svara given. Ein ritzoni sheyehe pikdoni biyad acher. That's the lashon given. Tosfos quotes it here in Tosfos At. No, I don't want my pikdoni by somebody else. So Tosfos, what's the difference between those two reasons? Pashtus, where's the problem? Is the problem at the Shas Mesira, when you gave it over to the other Shomer, or at Shas Ones, when something eventually happens? I don't believe him with a Shvua, the problem is later. But according to the Mandamar, I don't want the other guy to have it, then the problem is already B'Shas Mesira. What are Nafkaminas between those two Deos? You're not an afkamina. Different days. What if the first shomer knows what happens and he could swear about what happened to the second shomer? So there, according to the svar here, at he doesn't have to believe the other guy. But if you say he's still going to be chayiv. It doesn't make a difference. One afkamina. Or what about if there are edim that is nenas? Also, the edim that are nenas, same thing. You don't need the other guy to swear. So these are all discussions of the rishonim, but it could depend on the different reasons given for the chiyuv. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.